This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Are you going to get the same level of performance out of some of those guys out of the bullpen? Some of these young guys that you got, is that going to take the place of guys like Waka and Lugo? Are they going to be able to perform at that level?
Has a team ever lost like that good of group of players in one year?
Well, this year they are going to be the underdog.
I don't see them breaking 500.
In fourth place, San Diego Padres. They lose Soto and they add not much.
I'm really not high on this team. I don't think they're in the playoff race.
You're looking up now at your division.
They got worse after having 82 wins last year.
This team could win 90 plus games if the stars align and things go well. But I could see this team winning 70 games.
It is with great joy we officially introduce and celebrate the 23rd manager in Padres history, Mike Shildt.
Ultimately, what we're here to do is win.
We're about set to bring you the 2024 Major League Baseball season. Game one, the Soul Series.
1-2 pitch, hit in the air to right field, struck well and down for a base hit. Jackson Merrill with his first Major League hit. A hard hit, line drive, single to right.
Go San Diego! High drive, deep left field, at the wall, gone! Padres trailed 8-0. Hernando makes it 9.
Here's the first pitch from Grove. Line into center field and a base hit. Wade's on his way to third. He's going to be waved. Outman's throw is on the way. No chance. And the Padres walk it off.
Welcome to San Diego. Luis arrives.
Swings at the first pitch. Sends it in the air. Deep down the right field line. Towards the porch. Going to go. Jackson Merrill. His first career walk-off home run.
In the air to deep left field. That ball is back. And it's headed into it. Sea of San Diego.
And you just have magical moments.
Dylan Cease says no hit. The Washington Nationals.
After magical moment.
Merrill Madness.
After magical moment. I mean, we've had 20 years worth of magical moments. Yeah. All in this season.
Solano on the ground to left. Kim's coming from third. The Dodgers had a 5-0 lead. Not anymore. Padres walk it off.
Buena la bola. Le va a dar la vuelta.
Machado is 164th in a Padre uniform, now the most prolific home run hitter
in the history of the San Diego Padres.
I don't know what else to say other than someone is looking over the Padres this season.
Swinging away, ground ball to Machado. He hits third, that's one. Goes to second in time, on to first, a triple play! A triple play! And the ball game is over! The Padres clinch a postseason berth on a 5-4-3 triple play.
Feels like there's a heavenly touch upon the season. And I can't deny it at this point. The skeptic in me says, something is going on here that I cannot explain with the Padres.
Cronenworth to his left has got it. The throw to first is in time. The ball game is over. And we'll see you Tuesday night at Petco Park. Padres will host a wild card series beginning on Tuesday.
1 year soon, the baseball gods will smile on the San Diego Padres and we will have a parade.
Well, welcome in, everybody. Happy Tuesday. It's Bennett Woods live from Baja Ricks this morning down in the gas lamp. Let's get our heads right on a playoff Tuesday, everybody. Great to be here with you. Tier ones, lunatics, already here this morning. Already beers in front of them. Unbelievable. You guys are my favorite people in the world, besides these guys, of course. I'm Woodsy. To my left is Benjamin Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Happy playoff Tuesday. And by the way, we might just have the best show ever if we just played that open like 50 times from now until 10 o'clock. What an amazing job by the man to my left. Introduce him.
That's Paulie Reindl, the great Paulie Reindl, the executive producer of the program. Thank you, Paulie. That was really well done.
Thank you.
And really illustrates what a crazy and magical season it's been. And you can hear the train in the background celebrating as well.
Proof of life. We're actually here.
Yep, we are here. And, man, it's crazy. I mean, it feels like just yesterday we were sitting here on opening day. And with a lot of the same faces, and it's just hard to wrap my head around that the 162 has already gone by. And I was watching those games yesterday, thinking, all right, well, these are the last two, and it's really time to get after it now. Really time to get after it. So very excited to be down here with you guys. Thanks so much for you who listen every day and watch, and especially, I mean, guys, get in your car and come down here at 6 o'clock in the morning. You guys got to be nuts. I don't like anybody that much. I really don't. So thank you guys for that. Very much. We got T-shirts. We got stickers with Ben's face on them. We got Ben and Wood stickers. I got Tier 1 jerseys that I'm wearing today. I love the we rock the Peter Seidler heart on our jerseys this year as well. And that's why we wanted to play. We wanted to play for something bigger. And it's been a crazy, insane year. It's been so beautiful and wonderful in so many ways. And excited to be here to celebrate it with everyone today.
I think the emotions in San Diego really run the gamut from optimistic, excited, to stressed and terrified. And I don't think there's a wrong way to approach the playoffs. I think we'll all feel some of those emotions today and going forward. It's just the nature of baseball. You play 162. You can't get too high or low for every game, even though we tend to get a little too high or low for every game. But once you get to the playoffs and it's a best of three series, it's so important that the Padres get out to a good start and win today. It's no longer, hey, just win this, you know, just win the next day, whatever.
Win
the series is fine. Absolutely. Good. It's the ultimate goal, but every game is every pitch, every out is going to feel like life or death at this point, and we're just going to have to get used to it for as long as it goes on.
I mean, the timing couldn't have worked out better for me. As you know, my wife has been gone for a few days, and she will be coming home tonight. So I think they land at about 7 o'clock, and by the time she gets her bags, I mean, she'll probably be home around 9 is my guess, which the game, I'm assuming, will maybe be wrapping up by then. But the time leading up to when I get off the air here to when she gets home, I'm going to go home. My house is going to be immaculate because I'm not going to – it's not like I can go home and chill and, like, sit. So I'm going to be Swiffering and vacuuming and clean. Like, she's going to walk in and be like, what the hell did you do? It's that rush that you feel all day, the anxiety almost of can't sit still, need something to occupy my mind. And body, frankly, I cannot go home. I barely slept last night. I mean, I was up at 3 o'clock this morning, raring to go. And it's the beauty and the pain and the misery of playoff baseball.
That reminds me, was that a picture of your dishwasher that you posted?
Yeah, on Twitter last night.
There were too many things in that dishwasher.
Well, listen, I tweeted it and I said art because it was art. It was beautiful. I got everything in there, And it looked beautiful. I mean, it looked perfect. Pots, pans, cups, plates, the normal
just
things.
Just like, it was overflowing. I mean, you got to have some room for the Jets to do their work.
A lot of people said that.
Yeah, you can't just stuff everything in there. I mean, did you at least pre-rinse or wash everything?
Everything's pre-rinsed in there. We just wanted to get it, you know, the good hot water and the soap. But I saw a lot of people criticizing my methods. And listen, it's kind of like in college when I used to have a final and study my notes walking to class for the first time and be like, I totally forgot to study for that. I was cramming. So I've been doing the cram clean, and that's what I did. Had to throw the sheets in the washer this morning. Had to, you know, I got laundry piling up. Like, I got to cram for the test. The test is ultimately when Mrs. Woods walks in tonight. I want to make sure she walks into a nice, you know, peaceful atmosphere.
How often do you wash your sheets?
We wash our sheets a few times a week. Well, twice a week.
Twice a week. Yeah. Paulie, what about you?
Yeah, about twice a week.
Oh, God. Okay, well.
Oh, no. What is about to come out here?
How often do you?
Like every 2 weeks?
God.
Is that weird?
Yes, I thought twice.
I mean, it's not a hotel.
At the worst, once a week.
You think a hotel washes them? Twice a week?
I think they wash them when people check out and check back in, right?
I don't even know. Yeah, you're a sweet kid to think that. I think they give it one of these, and then they put it right back on. They check for stains, and then that's it. They put it right back on.
Disgusting.
Yeah, a couple times a week. My wife is, I mean, she suffers from obsessive compulsive disorder.
Then again, I sleep all the way on top.
You sleep on
top.
So
I guess maybe it doesn't matter as much for me.
Yeah, yeah, you're good. You're good. But no, you want to make sure you wash your sheets, Benny, for sure. But yeah, so I got bathrooms to clean. I got the whole thing, which is great. It's exactly what I want. Gives me something to do today. And, you know, obviously with playoff baseball on in the background. What's the first game today? 10?
11:30.
That's just fantastic, dude. What a day. Be able to go home.
Tigers, Astros, 11:30. That's a great pitching matchup. Derek Skubal against Framber Valdez.
Oh, my God.
Then 1 o'clock is Royals, Orioles, Cole Reagans against Corbin Burns. Nasty. And then 2:30, Mets, Brewers, Luis Severino against Freddy Peralta.
Wow. We're here. Yesterday's games were absolutely wild. We will talk about that. We have, fairly complicated shout out to his family today at some point. Kind of jarring news yesterday after that game ended to hear about Pete Rose passing away. And I think it's generational. You know, if you're a certain age, you're going to feel a certain way about Pete Rose, right? And I think it's okay to feel any way that you want to about Pete Rose. I really do. It's up to the individual person. I will be separating the art from the artist, I believe, in Pete Rose's case, as I've been known to do with people that, you know, certainly admired his abilities on the field. Off the field, a little bit different story about our old pal Pete Rose, but pretty crazy, man. Right after the playoff, right after the 162 ends, Pete Rose passes away. We'll talk about that today, too.
I was actually, I was in the pregame press conference with Mike Schilt when I saw that tweet from TMZ, I think, had it first. And Mike Schilt was actually talking at the podium, and I go, I wonder if anyone's going to ask him. No one did ask Pete Rose about it, Mike Schilt about it, but it certainly felt odd to be at a baseball park talking about the playoffs and the postseason and to see the news that Pete Rose had passed away. I actually was in an elevator with Mike Schilt yesterday.
How'd that go?
It was fine. I was worried for a second.
Like, did he know who you were?
Yes, he did. Yes. Okay. I was worried for a second. What happens, you know, sometimes elevators get stuck.
You and him in the elevator stuck?
In an elevator stuck for who knows how long while the fire department gets us out and wondering what's going on. But, you know, everything went smoothly, and we were going to the same room for the press conference, and we just happened to be there at the same time.
Did you chit-chat?
Yeah, chit-chatted a little bit.
Like what?
So he said, you know, how you doing, man? And I said, really good. Really enjoying watching your team play. It's been a lot of fun.
Right.
Especially these last few months.
Right.
And excited for the playoffs and just wished him good luck. It was only three floors up, so it was a pretty short ride. But that was basically the extent of our conversation.
Yeah, I mean, it was like a backhanded compliment. I've really enjoyed watching your team play these last few months. Those first couple of months, we had called him a roller coaster, and you got very upset by that.
He said, apologize for not coming on last week. And I said, oh, don't worry about it. We know your schedule and having to travel to Arizona. I said, we had Trevor Hoffman on instead. And he goes, hey, you got an upgrade then. And I said, I didn't say that. I didn't say that, Mike. And he goes, well, I did. He said that was an upgrade. You got Trevor Hoffman on, so.
I mean, I love Shildy, but I got to agree. Trevor Hoffman is kind of an upgrade over almost any guest that you're going
to
get.
Well, he agrees too, so no worries about that.
Well, I was saw somebody last night talking about the Braves. You know, we're playing the Braves today, guys, in the playoffs in the year 2024.
We didn't know that yesterday at this time.
We did not know that yesterday at this time. And somebody had tweeted out their plane flight number. So I went and looked up their plane flight number. And apparently they got in last night at about 11:30, which is a little bit earlier than I pictured them rolling into town at like 3 o'clock in the morning. But it was 11:30. You know, you pick up some time coming back from Atlanta. So they rolled in at
ended about 4:10 our time.
Yeah,
so they had eight. That's like seven and a half hours. So
they departed at 10 p.m. Eastern and landed at 11:30 Pacific.
Hungover. Immediately. I can't believe both teams went ham and did the full celebration. I couldn't believe it. I'm a big fan of celebrating. I think everyone should get a chance to celebrate. I just thought with that weird circumstance that they had, they'd be like, hell yeah, man, we're in the playoffs. Nice gentleman's agreement we had, which is very obvious. We'll talk about that, what a gentleman's agreement it was. And I figured it'd be like, all right, let's crack a couple cold ones on the plane, but let's get the hell out of here and get to San Diego, get dialed in. No, they were not going to be denied their celebration.
See, those are so few and far between.
I guess, yeah.
You got to do it. Maybe abbreviated. Maybe it's not as crazy.
Now, you guys know me. I would have been, like, rocking back and forth to get on the plane. I would have been like, all right, cool. Yeah, we did great. Let's go. I would have been dragging you to the plane. Like, we got business. We have business to tend to, but I'm glad that they didn't. Hopefully they tied one on last night and went nuts. But, yeah, we'll talk about all that today. We have a potential very special guest. Potential. I'm waiting on a text from this very special guest, which will...
Just say that then.
Okay. I'm waiting on a text. But it will... He's a big one.
All right. Well, I'm excited to find out.
Very cool.
Waiting on a Woods text is always an interesting thing.
Ben will find out with the rest of you.
Yes, exactly. Ben has no idea.
And speaking of the Braves, we haven't introduced the fourth member of our program today back in our Odyssey studios.
Speaking of the Braves.
Well, I mean, he was a giant Braves fan.
Yeah.
So much so he went to the World Series a couple of years ago. Adam Klug is running the ship back home for us. Good morning, Adam.
I can't believe that's how you're introducing me.
Hi, Kluger.
Well, I mean, you are. You're the biggest Braves fan I know.
Just ask the question. Go ahead. Get it out of the
way. Who are you cheering for in this series?
Go Padres.
Was it extra sweet because it was against the Mets?
Is it extra sweet if it's against the Padres, Adam?
I am full bore going rooting for the Padres.
So you're giving up on a lifetime of fandom just for these next 3 days.
You have to do it.
This is where I am. This is where I work. These are my people now. Go Pods.
Yeah. No tomahawk chops for you today, huh?
Wouldn't be doing that anyways.
Yeah, right. You guys should see him running around the office. Oh,
I have videos.
He can't stop. You can't stop him in meetings. That's how he opens most of our meetings. Oh, just chopping everybody, trying to scalp people. Like it's a real thing. He's way into the whole scene.
Hey, how's our credentials coming along?
Yeah, how's that going?
Don't know what you're talking about.
All right. You're dead today, just so you know. You're going to rue the day you ever worked this board today, Adam Klug. I'll tell you that. All right, we'll take a break.
We'll set the menu for the program.
We kind of already did it, but we'll reset the menu.
It's going to be Padres heavy. You get a couple things to add to it. And we actually do have a pitching matchup, and we're going to have to talk about the decision Mike Shildt made yesterday and the decision that Brian Snitker apparently was working on an airplane yesterday. Who on earth is going to pitch for the Atlanta Braves today? We will talk about it all. We are live at Baja Rick's Cantina.
Woo!
In the gas lamp. We got a good crowd already this morning. Come out and join us. We're going to be live all day long. We're here until 10 o'clock, then Annie and Elston, then the Gwynn and Chris program.
And as I said, beers are on me. I have a tab.
All right, we'll talk about
get
that when we come
beers
back.
Beers and make it right, all right?
We'll talk about Woodsy's tab when we come back.
Go
as
get
well.
It.
It's Ben and Woods. Let's check traffic with Kelly Danick, see how the rest of San Diego's roadways are looking. It was a pretty easy drive downtown for me this morning on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Woods, I love you.
I love you, man.
I think you've lost your mind.
What?
I think you have lost your mind. Welcome back. We are live at Baja Rick's Cantina. It is Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. We're going to be here all day broadcasting live. And all of our live broadcasts presented by Santo Super Premium, additive-free tequila, Santo. Work hard and play loud.
Today, Junior.
So you just mentioned before we went to the break, I thought this was something maybe you would at least keep on the DL a little bit.
No.
That you have opened a tab here at Baja Rick's.
I have.
Like an open tab. You just made the...
Drink up!
Everybody... You didn't realize that we are sitting here in the middle of the Gas Lamp Quarter in San Diego, California.
Yep.
One of the biggest tourism cities in the world.
Yeah, it's 6:30 in the morning, though. Damage can you guys do?
How long is this tab going to be open?
That's got to be one of the more expensive tabs in America,
I would think so.
Maybe Vegas, New York, Manhattan, maybe.
Not at 6:30 in the morning.
So this is a limited time offer.
Well, I mean, I'm not running it all day. I'm working until 10.
So is it open until 10?
Yeah, we'll leave it open.
I still think you are you may be in for a world of credit card hurt at the end of the show.
Listen, man, at the end of the day, the tier ones, they pay the bills. You know what I mean? So it's the least I can do to give back.
No, you're paying the bills now.
Yeah, because they listen to our show and support our show. So the way I look at it is this. My wife just got to go to Kauai for 5 days. So let me have this. This is my Kauai trip.
You know what's going to be more expensive than a trip to Kauai?
Yeah.
The tab here at Baja Rick's by 10 o'clock this morning.
Just a few beers, guys. If anybody comes in here and runs the tab up, we'll have a conversation. But go get yourself a beer, a shot, whatever, and it's no big deal.
All right. Well, yeah, limited time offer, but Woodsy is hosting. You know, the no, it's not the no host bar, it's the Woods host bar.
I want to keep the good karma flowing and the good vibes. And so I actually had an idea for Charity Day. Who's on the bump today for the San Diego Padres?
Let's ask the skipper of the San Diego Padres, Mike Schilt, that question. Who is pitching for your San Diego Padres today? Well,
that's there you go. Good job, Adam, on it as usual.
He's probably in the restroom. That's fine. All right, the answer is Michael King is pitching for the Padres today, Woods. Michael King, not Dylan Cease, as we were.
Hey, y'all, it's me, Mike Schilt. Michael King don't pitch today. There you go.
King.
Darvish going to be out of the pen.
It's going to start right when we start talking, so I'm just going to. Just wait.
I don't think he's there.
Is he not there?
I think he left. Ah, okay. It's the audio. It's an audio issue.
All right. Audio issue. It happens. It will be Michael King. So I thought, you know, today, putting your credit card down for a bar tab, it can be a little uncomfortable. But I'm down to be uncomfortable today. Are you?
Do you even have a choice the way you're wired?
Me?
You're going to be uncomfortable.
That's true.
You, Ben?
No, I'm not uncomfortable. And I don't want to be uncomfortable. That's the difference between you and I.
Well, I thought today, for every hug that you give, I will donate $5 to Michael King's King of the Hill Foundation. Every tier one you hug, big hugs. Look, they're clapping already. Each one, $5. We'll give it to Michael King's Foundation today. I think that's a great way to get people down here, get you hugging people, and raise some money for a really good charity. Now, again, your son also...
This sounds... A little untoward.
No, it's going to be great. I mean, unless you love diabetes and want everybody to have diabetes. If you love diabetes, just say, I love diabetes, and I don't care. $5. Every hug, just a hug. Like, if we just, one of these, just, that's $5 to Michael King's Foundation. You guys down? Yeah, all right. Deal.
Well, are we going to have a line or something?
Yeah, as soon as we break, you go out front, you do the hugs. And
I mean, I'm just worried that they got the trolley stop right here. That we're going to have a trolley full of people who are walking out for free drinks and hugs coming up in the next couple of hours.
I just don't know that it could be anything better than that. Yeah, there's one. There's another $5.
All right, we're starting to raise a lot of money.
And you know, you donate it to Michael. I'll send it in by the end of the day. And we'll make sure that we raise some money for the King of the Hill Foundation, which benefits and works on finding a cure for type 1, type 2 diabetes, both diabetes,
type
right?
1 mostly, type because 1 mostly. It's the onset of type 1, trying to delay it, you know, at least a couple of more years as they continue research. So.
Well, if you want to fight it, all you have to do is hug.
But you have to actually request the hug. I'm not going around randomly
just
hugging
come up,
people.
Get in line, and we'll give hugs, and I'll just keep a little tally right here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then at the end of the day, we'll make a donation in our name and try to raise some money.
All right. Initial thoughts, though, on Michael King starting today for the Padres. And not Dylan Cease. It's going to be King, then Musgrove tomorrow in Game 2. And then, if necessary, Dylan Cease in Game 3 on Thursday.
I mean, I think it's a gamble, certainly, but it's a gamble that I'm absolutely excited about and willing to take. And I don't mean a gamble, like I don't think the Padres are getting cute at all. I didn't get that sense you're getting a little cute here, Schilty. I see what you're doing. No, I think Michael King not only has earned it, but you could make the argument he's been our best starting pitcher all season long. And that guy on the Harley, he thinks so too. And I think I'm just massively confident with the way he takes it. Now, the only thing I'll say, I sure hope our guys show up behind him, you know, and play good defense behind him for, you know, once would be great. And if that happens, I really like our chances.
I think my initial thought was probably what most people thought when they heard that. And that was, so there's a chance if you lose the first two games, you will never see Dylan Cease in the playoffs. You could be eliminated without throwing the guy that you really acquired to be your number one starter in the postseason. To me, that was like, that's malpractice, right? That's not how you should be managing big postseason games. But I sat there for a second and I go, okay, Mike Schilt's not a dumb guy. AJ Preller's not a dumb guy. What are they really thinking? And I realized, if you're going to win this series against the Braves, which is the plan, you're going to need either Michael King or Joe Musgrove to win one of these two games.
Yeah.
There's no way you can win the series, whether it's game one, two, three, whenever. Dylan Cease can't win all three. He can only pitch once.
Yep.
So why not pitch, as you said, Michael King, who may as well deserve the first start as much as anyone in game one, and Joe Musgrove in game two? Because if you win both of those games, you have really set yourself up even better going forward with a Dylan Cease who is then ready to start game one of a division series against the Dodgers on Saturday.
Yeah, or if you split.
And if you split,
you
guess
got Dylan
what?
Cease.
You've got Dylan Cease going in the game that decides your season on Thursday.
I love it, man.
It's a win-win situation for the Padres either way.
Yeah, 100%. And let's talk more about it, Benny. Let's take a break. We got to come back, and we'll talk more about it.
I've
but...
been told the Michael King, Mike Schilt audio will be ready.
Oh, good.
All right, well, we'll play it when we come back, and we'll talk about how this all got set up yesterday with one of the crazier doubleheaders you're going to see on the day after the regular season ended for everybody else. Get to that coming up next. We are live at Baja Rick's Cantina.
We're doing hugs.
Downtown in the gas lamp by the trolley stop across from the convention center. Join us for Woods' Open Tab and Ben's Hugs until 10 o'clock on San Diego's number one sports station. 97.3 The Fan.
All right. Good afternoon. I mean, sure it's going to be asked, but our rotation will be King, Musgrove, and Cease. So, may the questions begin.
Why that particular order?
We picked them out of a hat. I mean, really, you legitimately almost could. But there's reasons behind all of it. You could have gone in a lot of different ways, but just felt that was a appropriate way to go. You know, Michael had rest, kept him going. You know, we were able to bump him in Arizona, keeps him closer to being on the mound. Joe's been fantastic. Dylan's been fantastic. So that's the order we went.
So Mike Schilt literally went on to explain he did not read.
Dropped.
Ah. Restart what you were talking about. So Michael King gets the start. That happens, Woods, on a remote. All right. Michael King gets the start. You were talking about when we talked to
Where
him in the dugout.
Stop?
Probably straight out of the sound from Mike Schilt.
Did it?
Yeah, that would be my guess. So Michael King, we were talking to him in the dugout. I asked him because I thought, well, he could be in the bullpen to start the playoffs. He's done it before. We've got other starters here. Is he ready for that, if that's what Mike Schilt asks?
Well, you asked him.
He said,
he
yeah,
said it
but...
It was something that was important to him, and I think it goes a long way with him, you know, and to know that he's got the trust. And there's something special about being the game one starter. There just is. And sometimes it just works out that way. You had to scratch and claw and fight to get there. And, hey, you know, your number four guy that you've been traditionally pitching in the four slot now slides into number one. I think with this, everyone kind of ready to go. You're in a really good spot, and I think this was a clear choice, saying, hey, man, we love your stuff. We love your tenacity. We love how you get guys out and go out there and do the job for us.
He looked incredibly comfortable yesterday. When Michael King sat down and asked, you know, answered some questions at Petco Park, he looked excited but not tense. I mean, he was smiling. He looked relaxed but focused. I mean, maybe I'm reading a lot into it, but guy did not look like he was at all concerned about making his first postseason start tomorrow, which I like to see. Now, I asked Mike Schilt, how did you let the guys know? How did that process go? And he said, I sat them all down on Saturday. We got all the starters together, and I let them know what the plan was going to be. And, you know, that was interesting because, you know, Yu Darvish is going to the bullpen for the first series. And credit to Yu Darvish, who went to Mike Schilt on his own and said, whatever you need, I'm ready to do. And I think you understood that, you know, it could have been Joe, it could have been Michael King, you know, any one of them could have gone to the bullpen. But you said, I am ready to do whatever you need, even though you has pretty much been a starter his entire life. He's pitched a couple of relief appearances in the World Baseball Classic, once in Japan. I think that's about it. He said, whatever you need from me, Skipper, I will do that. And he actually, and I didn't notice, I don't think anyone did, he actually sat in the bullpen on game 162 in Arizona
just to start
getting acclimated, get the feel for what it was going to be like to be out there as, you know, potential someone that Mike Schilt could call upon during any of the three games here in this series.
Who even thinks of that, by the way? I just wouldn't have never even thought to, like, all right, I mean, you know, it just goes to show you what an artist you is, what a craftsman he is, how much he cares about his craft and his team, the fact that he's willing to say, dude, whatever you need. I mean, the guy is how long has he been in the league? 15-year veteran or something? Like, ridiculous. Pitched in huge games. And he's like, you need me out of the bullpen? You got me out of the bullpen. And I think these are all things that we just didn't see here last year. We just didn't. We didn't hear about it. We certainly didn't see it. In fact, it was the other way. And it was started in spring training when we sat down with guys, and every single guy, to a man, was telling us what they did not want to do. I can think of four or five guys off the top of my head that told us, spring training last year, this is what I don't want to do in 2023, right? I mean, well, you guys know who I'm talking about. And then more stuff comes out along the year, and you're like, geez, okay, I get it, man. Get your bag, you know, blah, blah, blah. But that team last year, they were very much had a chance to do something special as well. They really kind of chose not to. This team made a conscious decision to say, what do you need? You need me there? I'll be here. You need me to play this? Think about how many guys have played different positions this year. Think about how many guys have pitched out of turn. Think about how many guys that have gone up and down and whatever the team needed. So I think it just goes a long way with the culture that Mike Schilt has helped create, and along with some of the guys like Jackson Merrill, Manny Machado, that have been leaders for this team all year and expect that of guys now.
And I think Michael King realizes he doesn't have to go out there and be
no.
a hero.
No.
He said, hey, I'm going to go out and do what I've done all season, but I've got an entire, you know, bullpen of really great guys behind me, and they're going to come in and do their job as well. So, there's that approach where you don't want to make it too different from the regular season. It's not. It is more important. It is more critical to be as perfect as you can be. But you also can't just say, all right, I'm throwing everything I've done well out the window, and we're now just going like, you know, I'm a reliever going out there, and I have to strike everybody out. He's not taking that approach, which I think is the right mentality for this game.
Well, and honestly, guys, at the end of the day, this could be much ado about nothing. You know, if Michael King goes out and does what he's supposed to do, the bullpen comes in, gets the job done, great. If Joe Musgrove goes out tomorrow, does what he's supposed to do, the bullpen comes in, gets the job done, great. Move on. Next series starts on Saturday. Yu Darvish is lined up for a start, as is Dylan Cease lined up for the first game. So that's exactly what you want. You don't want to have to get to a spot where you're like, I hope Mike Schilt doesn't pull the Dave Roberts thing where he's like, I really need to get Yu Darvish a moment here out of the bullpen. You really don't. You really don't, unless something has gone haywire, or you've got a 10-run lead. But even then, I'm probably still not using Yu Darvish.
Like, fingers crossed we don't see him until the divisional series.
I hope I don't see you till this weekend, you know, honestly. And you don't need to get him a moment. He doesn't need a big, you know, try to get him a save or something. That we see that in L.A. every single year. We will miss it this year because of Kershaw's toe, which is really gives the Dodgers a much better chance of winning the World Series. But, you know, if Dave could find a spot to wedge him in there, he absolutely would. I hope Schilty just does what he's done all year long. Don't get crazy just because you got a new toy down there. And it's a good toy. It's a really nice, expensive, perfect toy. But you don't have to play with it.
Who will the Padres be facing for the Braves? Well, Game 1 starter is T, Game 2 starter is B, and Game 3 starter is D. We'll talk about the last-minute decisions that the Atlanta Braves are making for this series when it comes to their pitching staff. We'll do that right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. So when the Atlanta Braves wrapped up the game yesterday and Brian Snitker was asked about his pitching matchups for the series, he said, well, you got about 4 hours in the air to figure it out. And that is pretty much the mentality right now for the Padres' opponent. It doesn't look like it's going to be Cy Young favorite Chris Sale.
Doesn't it?
Woods has got that skeptical look to his eyes.
Doesn't
but
it?
Brian Snitker did say that with Sale unavailable yesterday due to back spasms, he did not expect him to pitch in this series against the Padres. He was hopeful, maybe, if they advance in the playoffs, he might be able to go in the division series.
All right, Brian Snitker. Go ahead and leave him off the roster today, then we'll believe you. Until that happens, until you say, yeah, we're not even going to put him on the roster, which, by the way, if he's unavailable for the next 2-3 games, why would you put him on the roster? My gut tells me he'll be on the roster in case some sort of miracle occurs, right? I mean, you want Chris Sale. Chris Sale could have pitched yesterday. He said, I could go. I can go. Now, they didn't need him. The dude that started for them game two, really good, but it also helps when the Mets aren't swinging at 94 down the middle at all day, or swinging at balls in the dirt and not running out ground balls and stuff. That helps your case certainly as well. But if he's not available, Ben, why would you put him on the roster? We haven't seen rosters yet, so I don't know. If he's off the roster, I'll believe him.
Well, I mean, the reason you wouldn't put him on the roster is because you're going to have to bring in some pitchers. They do not have enough. They really don't have enough arms available today to even cover a 9-inning game. So they're calling up at least one or two from Gwinnett, whatever their minor league AAA affiliate is, and they're going to get into the game today, including perhaps the starting pitcher who is yet to be named for today's game. Schwellenbach, who pitched yesterday, he's likely toast for the series. He was great. I'm glad the Padres didn't have to face him, but they shouldn't have to face him this year. He went 7 innings. Next 3 days, he's probably unavailable. Holmes, who you said started game two, was great. He also pitched on Sunday, I think, an inning and a third or an inning and two-thirds, so he's definitely down today, probably tomorrow as well.
Ronaldo Lopez threw
in relief yesterday as well, and he pitched on
Sunday?
Saturday. Saturday was the starter, I think, for the Braves. Wow. So he might be able to pitch the third game if it gets to a third game on Thursday. The only pitcher starter they have that is probably fully available for the series and ready would be Max Fried, who is scheduled to go in normal rotation tomorrow, but they could go with him on 3 days rest today. That still leaves them with a bunch of questions for the rest of the series, though. Brian figuring it out on the plane. They have not announced any of the starters for any of these three games. I think at the very least he's got a little gamesmanship, and he's delaying the Padres' preparations in terms of hitters trying to figure out who they're facing and what they can do today by delaying that as long as possible.
What about Charlie Morton?
Charlie Morton pitched as well in the week. He pitched Sunday. He was Sunday's starter, so he's probably available maybe late in the series if they need him, but not today.
Nuts.
So, yeah, they are hard up for pitching in this series.
Well, and listen, I know that gets us all excited, and I thought Manny, spoke to it yesterday. He's like, I loved what he said. He goes, we have the advantage today. But tomorrow at 5 o'clock when the lights turn on and everybody's ready to go, nobody's feeling any pain. There's no pain. It all goes away. Everybody's at zero. Doesn't matter how tired you are. Doesn't matter how much you pitched. Doesn't matter how much you ran. Doesn't matter how long the flight was. When the lights turn on at 5, you got postseason baseball. All bets are off. And I think Manny had some good focus about that yesterday, thinking, we just need to go out and do what we need to do, regardless of who's on the mound for them. It's stuff we like to do. We like to build it up and think, this gives us a clear advantage. If this game has taught us, Ben and Woods, the tier ones out there, anything, you just can't. It's just so hard to handicap. It's so hard to bet on. Yes, absolutely. On paper, we definitely have an advantage. But, man, those guys are able to find holes. Those guys have big-time players in their lineup. Big-time players that have done it before, that have the hardware to prove it. So, 5 o'clock, lights go on, no pain. I mean, everybody's going to be duking it out. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I mean, it played out well for the Padres yesterday, though.
There's no question.
Let's not deny that.
There's no question.
The fact that the Braves lost the first game, had to use their bullpen heavily in both that game and then protecting a close lead in the second game, even though the Mets never really threatened, the Braves could never feel comfortable. They were always a two-run home run away from their season potentially ending.
Yeah.
So they had to play intense baseball for 18 innings yesterday, suffer the pain of the come-from-ahead, come-from-behind loss to the Mets in Game 1, and now do it all over again with their season on the line for the next 3 days.
Tell me, Benny, about back spasms, because we were texting yesterday. You said you used to get back spasms.
I did.
Was what derailed your pitching career.
Maybe like a bulging disc in my back. And
that's probably what kept you off the
mound. I would say so. Actually, this was long after my playing days
career.
Were over. But
now, you're a golfer, though.
I am.
When your back is toast,
the worst thing you can do is sit on a plane for 4 hours. with back spasms. I mean, it is the worst possible thing for back spasms is getting stuck in a chair.
I feel mine spasming up right now.
It's not good.
It
really isn't good. I just the fact that he said before the game, Chris Sale did to Brian Snitker, I really can't go today, about an hour before the game.
Before game two?
Before game one, I guess.
Okay,
yeah,
and then he said he could.
I mean, he didn't, though, so.
So he didn't go.
He didn't go.
Now, I did for a minute think, these SOBs are really rolling the dice here, man. They are really, really rolling. What a gamble by Brian Snitker. Because if Chris Sale runs out of that bullpen tonight and has the ball in his hand, number one, he's Chris Sale, but he's throwing 92 right now. He's clearly not well, hasn't pitched in a while. But, you know, it's still Chris Sale, so you have to respect him. But he doesn't scare me. You know, it's not like, ooh, big bad Chris Sale. Like, he's a little bit damaged, but he can still dial it up and get you when he can still make pitches when he needs to. I legit thought they are really pulling the back spasm move so that they can. They must really have locked this agreement down in stone with the Mets yesterday. My first thought was, they really, Mets are really going to roll this one over. Then Joey Lucchese goes out and pitches not bad.
Well, you knew, I mean, Joey Lucchese got that opportunity. There's no way with everybody watching. I mean, it's the only baseball game on.
Yeah, you're not going to.
You're not, yeah, I mean.
No competitor
this is
will
a chance
that.
For you to like, hey, I'm going to go out and do what I can.
I can still keep, pitch.
And he did, you know, for six innings. You know, it wasn't dominant, but he kept the Braves in, or kept the Mets in that game at 1-0. It was the offense that seemed more than willing to kind of.
Oh,
swing fast, you know,
me.
get out quickly and get to the plane and get to Milwaukee for their series. But Joey Lucchese competed for the Mets in that game. And that's why you can't really ever have a gentleman's agreement. Because once the one team's won the first game, why would they do anything other than try to win the second game, at least the guys on the field? So.
To get the thing moving, get on the plane, like you said, and go to the playoffs.
All right, we'll come back.
They were celebrating together after the game. In the middle of the field.
Well, both teams, yeah. All right, we'll talk about that funny celebration and continue. Hour number two of Bennett Woods live from Baja Rick's Cantina on Playoff Tuesday on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.